find ourselves, not just in the Yom Tov of Sukkis, but have the great Sukkos today to also celebrate, to really feel the Kiddush of the day of Hoshana Rabbah. And Hoshana Rabbah, we know in Torah Sanistar, the Zohar and Kabbalah, has an incredible added dimension of Kiddushah, that not only is it the seventh day of Sukkis, not only is it part of this Zman Simchasim, the time of our celebration and jubilation, or the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of us in the desert and continues to take care of us to this very day, but as the Zohar tells us, there's something unique about this day, that this day represents the end, or I should say the culmination of the process of judgment. The judgment, the din, that really began on Rosh Hashanah, as we say, Rosh Hashanah yikasevun, ubi Yom Tzom Kippur yechasimun, on Rosh Hashanah were inscribed, on Yom Kippur were sealed. But in fact, the Zohar tells us that the Ribbono Shel Olam keeps the books of judgment open to this very day. And it's on this Yom Tov of Hoshana Rabbah, on this seventh day of Sukkis, that the Beis Din Shalmala reaches its final verdict, that the Beis Din Shalmala sends out the piskin, the little pieces of paper, with our gizar din, with our decree for the coming year. And the question that's asked by many is, why is the name of this day Hoshana Rabbah? Why that name? And of course, the simple answer is, because we recite Hoshana, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for divine mercy, we supplicate for God for divine compassion. Hoshana, a contraction of save us, Hoshiana, Ribbono Shel Olam, save us, provide us salvation. We recognize that we're wholly and totally dependent on you. And of course, an additional idea is that the Aravas, the willow branches, we know in addition to the three willow branches that are part of our Dalet Minim, that we've been taking over the days of Sukkis, on this day of Hoshana Rabbah, we take the Hoshana bundle that is comprised of five different willow stalks, bundled together, so Hoshana Rabbah, it is the day of many Hoshanas. But there's a beautiful insight that's brought down by the great Tzaddik, Rav David Moshe of Chartkov, who happens to be the Rebbe of Chartkov, his yard site is today on Hoshana Rabbah, and the Rebbe of Chartkov was one of the sons of the Rishon, Rabbi Yisrael of Rishon, and the chart cover has a beautiful insight into this day of Hoshana Rabbah. He explains so beautifully. He says, on this day, I'm going to read to you, quote to you from him, it's on this day of Hoshana Rabbah that the din, the judgment of Yamim Noraim, comes to an end. And he says, so what happens? We need incredible compassion, incredible rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lefichach mevim hamalochim kronos maleim amiros amen yehesh mirabah, kedei sheim yamlitzu tova Yisrael. And the Rebbe says something so beautiful. It's on this day when our judgment is being decided that even the angels, even the malochim, advocate on their behalf. And they're running around searching for any zechuyos, for any merits we may have. So on this last day of din, they're bringing, says the chart cover, wagon loads. Karanos, wagon loads filled with Amen Yeheshmei Rabbah. Throughout the year, when we listen to HaKadosh, we answer Amen Yeheshmei Rabbah. Ribbono Shel Olam, your name should be great. And the Gemara Masechet Shabbos says that whoever answers Amen Yeheshmei Rabbah, Bichol Kolcho, with all of his might, Korin Lo Gizardino. That's on Shabbos Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis, 119b. Whoever goes ahead and answers Amen Yeheshmei Rabbah with all of his might, any kind of negative judgment is immediately torn up. And therefore says the chart cover so beautifully that on this day, the malochim, who are running around, scurrying around to try to get any last minute merits that could hopefully tilt the scales in our favor, are bringing wagon loads and wagon loads of Amen Yehesh Mei Rabbos. They're bringing up all of the Amen that we answer throughout the year, putting it in our scales in an effort to tilt the judgment in our favor, in an effort to have us signed and sealed in the Sefer HaChaim, in the Book of Life. And therefore, says the chart cover, that's the Pshat. It says, this day is called Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana, from a Lashon of Hoshina, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, save us. Hoshana, please Hashem, save us. Rabbah, in the Zuchus, in the merit of the Amen Yehesh Mei Rabbahs that we've answered throughout the year. HaKadosh Baruch, we know that by now you've taken stock of all of our mitzvos, you've taken stock of all of our good deeds, but on this day when the malochim are scurrying around, putting all of the Amen Yehesh Mei Rabbahs in the wagons, putting it on our scales in order to tilt it in our favor, Hoshana, save us, Rabbah, in the merit of the Amen Yehesh Mei Rabbahs that we've answered throughout the year. And I think that there are so many beautiful lessons that one could learn from the words of the saintly chart cover. Of course, on a basic level, to reinforce within us the importance of answering Amen Yeheshmei Rabbu with Kavana. But I think if we take it a step further, what the chart cover is teaching us is that, my friends, success in life is dependent on the little things. Amazingly enough, on this last day of judgment, it's not the big things, it's not the heroic things that tilt the scales in our favor, but rather, again, it's the little things that sometimes we overlook. It's the little Amen Yeheshmei Rabbos that sometimes we don't even give a second thought to, that can mean the difference in the nature and the quality of the year that we are going to have. As we have given a lot of thought to the kind of year we had the past year, and the kind of year we want to have, we often focus on the bigger things. We often focus on the bigger dreams, the bigger initiatives. But sometimes we lose the greatest momentum in the little things of life. Sometimes taking an extra 30 seconds to say Amen Yeheshmei Rabba with Kavana, and to understand what I'm saying, and to appreciate what I'm saying. Sometimes to take the extra 30 seconds to walk to the pushka to give tzedakah instead of waiting for the gabbai tzedakah to come to me. Sometimes taking the extra few moments to greet a person in shul who I don't know, or even someone who I do know, to make them feel welcome, to make them feel warm, to make them feel accepted. Sometimes going home and giving a compliment to one's spouse, even though you might have complimented yesterday or 5 days ago or 3 years ago, or you could say, my wife knows, my husband knows how I feel about them. But going out of your way to say that little word of a complimentary word, to go ahead and give the extra chizuk to your child, not just when they do well on the test or well on the sporting event, but to give them the extra word of encouragement when you know that they may need it. Sometimes it's those little things that make a world of difference. The little things make a world of difference in our interpersonal relationships. And what the chart cover teaches us is that the little things make a world of difference in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribono Shel Olam does not need us to be perfect. And the Ribono Shel Olam does not even need us to be heroic. The Ribono Shel Olam just wants us to be attentive. Just wants us to be engaged. He just wants to know, just wants to feel that our relationship with Him is meaningful to us. And like any life relationship, it's not the, people often say, the devil's in the details. It's not the devil's in the details. The Ribono Shel Olam is in the details. Kedusha is in the details. Love is in the details. On this day, it's the little things like Amen Yeheshmei Rabba that in Yeretz Hashem tilt the scales for us. And it's on this day that we pledge to ourselves, and we pledge to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be a bit more attentive to the little things within our Yiddishkeit, to be a bit more attentive to the little things in life. We should be zoche Meretz Hashem, that the Malochim should pile on many beautiful zechuyos, many Amen Yeheshmei Rabbos into our scales, and that our scales should all be tilted towards the side of Chaim. We should hope that on this day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should sign us and should inscribe us and should seal us for a beautiful year filled with Chaim, Bracha, Osher, Kavod, Kol Mishalos Libenu, Letova. But most importantly, it's on this day that we should recommit ourselves to being a bit more vigilant and diligent in the little things, in the Amen Yeheshmei Rabbos of life, both with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and with our fellow man. And halavai, in the zechus of that commitment, the Ribono Shel Olam should see how much we want a better year, a year with more Kedusha, a year with greater holiness, a year with greater intensity, and in that zechus, may we be sealed and inscribed in the Sefer HaChaim. Wishing everyone a Piskatava, a good Kvittel, and a beautiful rest of Yom Tov.